Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is in Iraq today. He told U.S. troops that they would be able to leave the country once Iraqi forces are strong enough to maintain security. Violence has hampered efforts to rebuild Iraq's infrastructure, but officials with the U.S. Agency for International Development point to successes in the southern city of Basra. NPR's Deb Amos reports.
The Hamdan Sewage Treatment Plant is one of Basra's success stories. After extensive repairs, including 19 sewage stations, 40% of the city now has sewage treatment, well above pre-war levels. But when Thomas Rhodes, the regional coordinator for USAID, comes to this plant for a visit, he hears nothing but complaints from manager Nuri Jawad.
I know how much improvement had been done, but the layman cannot see the difference.
Ramzi is doing the translating. He's a local Iraqi overseeing the aid projects. He doesn't want his last name broadcast. Ramzi has heard these complaints before in this broken-down city of more than a million residents.
The problem is in the Iraqis' expectations, always. They know how much damage there is, but they never have any idea how much it needs. They think that within $1 billion you can fix the whole city, everything.
Nuri Jawad unlocks the shed where new machines automatically run wastewater through this plant. Thomas Rhodes of USAID says many of the planned projects, like the Hamdan treatment plant, have been completed on time, but now work has been scaled back. The security costs for protecting the foreign firms working here have taken 40% of the budget. There is much more to do, but less money to do it with.
The problem is that there's too much work to be done at any 1 year, any 2 years, any 5 years.
A project to rebuild Basra's central courthouse is a more visible sign of progress. The first floor is open. Iraqi officials stamp documents here. But the project manager, who gives only his first name, Thayer, for security reasons, shows how much work is not done.
These are the places of elevators. They've vanished.
They vanished in the looting or after?
Yes, in the looting. They took everything, yeah. They just left the walls.
Thayer points to a ceiling repaired just last year. It is already falling apart. Time and money was wasted in the early days, he says, when the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority, the CPA, was in charge of reconstruction.
The CPA didn't pay any attention. This is one of the samples. I mean, this is just one project. We have a lot of projects here in Basra were done very bad.
He says the system has improved since his firm was hired for quality control.
And we have now three of the engineers who have master degrees. And we have one who's doing the water treatment in the airport. He has PhD. For scientific part, we are okay. I'm very optimistic.
More than $200 million USAID dollars have been spent in the south. The Umm Qasr port has been partly repaired. A new children's hospital is under construction. The sewage plant is functioning. And this is the working end of a 149-mile-long water canal. The new bright blue machines move the water along, but then it enters the city's crumbling pipes and the problems start. The system cannot deliver clean drinking water, says Thomas Rhodes.
The quality is still not what it should be. You wouldn't want to drink the water out of the taps. I can't say that it's not reasonable to ask for good, clean water. But it's not something that's been manageable to this point.
Basra's electrical grid is another problem. Basra's power plants produce enough power to run the city, but Basra has been forced to send electricity north to Baghdad for the national grid. That reduces power here to about 4 hours a day, slowing the running of the water and the sewage system.
No one has the resources now to meet Basra's water and sanitation needs. The fact that there is a gap between the reasonable demands of the people and what can be delivered in terms of infrastructure doesn't mean there's a problem with the quality of the programs that have been launched already.
The problems will have to be solved by the new Iraqi government. USAID officials are proud of what's been accomplished here, but acknowledge there has not been enough money to buy hearts or minds. Deborah Amos, NPR News.